Canto 5, Chapter 15. The Glories of the Descendants of King Priyavrata. Sri Shuka said, the son of Bharata, named Sumati, who followed the path of Rishabha, will in this age of Kali, by some heretics lacking in civilization, be considered a godhead, according to a self-made, unsubstantial idea not found in the Vedas. From the womb of Sumati's wife, Vridasena, a son was born named Devatachit. Thereafter, from Asuri, a son of Devatachit was born who was called Devadyumna. From the womb of Devadyumna's wife, Denumati, the son Parameshti appeared, from whose wife Suvarchala, the son Pratiha appeared. He, Pratiha, who personally propounded the science of self-realization, was a purified soul of perfect understanding who always remembered the original personality. From Pratiha's wife, Suvarchala, three sons were born, named Pratyaharta, Prastuta, and Udgata, who were all expert in the Vedic rituals. Pratyaharta's wife, Shtuti, gave birth to the two sons Aja and Bhuma. From Bhuma's wife, Rishikulya, Udgita was born. From him, Prastava was born, from the womb of Devakulya, and Prastava begot in his wife, Niyutsa, the son Vibhu. From Vibhu's wife, Arati, further, Prithushena was born, who, in Akuti, begot a son called Nakta. From Nakta, there was a son born from the womb of Druti, Gaya. He, being a most exalted wise king, famous for his piety, was by his qualities recognized as a direct expansion of the Supreme Soul, Lord Vishnu, who took his birth for the purpose of protecting the entire world. He, moved by pure goodness, became the leading personality, the Mahapurusha, in society. In the performance of his duties, he protected his subjects by maintaining them, Poshana, he made them happy in all respects, Prinana, treated them as his children, Upalalana, and sometimes chastised them as a king, Anushashana. He, in every respect, performed all the prescribed religious ceremonies for the Supreme Lord, the great personality and source of all living beings, who is the Supreme Brahman in person. By his surrender, the many of his spiritual qualities, and by his service of the lotus feet of the self-realized souls, he managed to be of devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, for he, who in the purest consciousness continuously was absorbed in the soul, had personally realized the cessation of all identification with his material self. Despite his awareness of his exalted spiritual position, he, remaining without any false pride, ruled the entire world strictly according to the Vedic principles. O son of Pandu, they who are versed in the truth of the Purana sing for the eulogy of Gaya the following poetic verses. Who else would be capable of doing what King Gaya did? Who else but an integral part of the Lord can be so widely respected for his Vedic knowledge, for the performance of so many sacrifices, as a defender of righteousness with every kind of opulence, as the dean of the assembly of the truthful souls, and as a servant of the devotees? All chaste and devoted daughters of Daksha, whose blessings always come true, with great satisfaction sprinkled him with sanctified water at his coronation. And with Mother Earth, who is like a cow that spontaneously drips milk, he selflessly fulfilled all desires of the people on this planet. With all the rites, being of respect for every part of the Vedas, yielded him all that one could wish for, even though he was free from desires, and all the kings, satisfied about the opposition he offered on the battlefield, paid tribute to him, just as the Brahmins did with 1/6 of the benedictions of a next life when he respected them righteously. King Indra got intoxicated drinking too much of the soma of the sacrifices of Gaia in favor of the Supreme Lord, the soul of all sacrifices, the result of which he, Vishnu, personally accepted because of the purity of his devotion and steadiness in devotional service. When one satisfies the Lord in the sacrificial arena, one directly propitiates all the gods, beginning with Lord Brahma, including the complete of human society, the lower creatures, and the plants and grasses. Despite being satisfaction personified, the Lord derived great satisfaction from Gaia. From his wife Gayanti, three sons Chitrarata, Sugati, and Avarodhana were born. From Chitrarata's wife, Urna, Samarat was born, and from him Marichi was born from Utkala. Marichi's wife, Bindumati, gave birth to a child named Bindu or Binduman, and from Bindu's wife, Saraga, there was a child carrying the name Madhu. Thereafter, a son came called Viravrata, who took birth from Madhu's wife, Sumana. From Viravrata's wife, Bhoja, two sons were born named Mantu and Pramantu, and from Mantu's wife, Satya, Bhuvana was born. From his wife, Dushana, a son was born named Tvashta, and from Tvashta's wife, Virochana, there was a son named Viraja. From Viraja's wife Vishuchi, 100 sons and 1 daughter were born, with Shatajit as the first one. About Viraja, there is the following verse. King Viraja, who fathered 100 sons, is by his reputation as great a jewel to this dynasty stemming from Priyavrata as Lord Vishnu is among the demigods.